ராமாய ரமபத்ராய ரமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாயாஹ பதயே நமஹ. யுத்தகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 81, தி இல்யூசரி சீதா. தி ரெசிடேஷன் பிகின்ஸ் நவ. Indrajit was aware of Rama's resolve and came back to Lanka straight from the battlefield. He thought over the unfortunate death of Kumbhakarna and the other countless Rakshasa heroes. His eyes were bloodshot with wrath and radiant. He came out through the western gate surrounded by countless Rakshasas. The son of Ravana, who could strike terror into the hearts of the gods and Asuras, found Rama and Lakshmana ready to give battle to him. Hence, he brought into use his magic art of illusion to help him. He wished to conduct a rite in the grove of Nikumbala and win magic weapons that no foe could withstand. Till then, Rama and Lakshmana should be kept busy fighting so that they might not interfere with his preparations. And to that end, he utilized the arts of illusion. He could not approach the princess since they were blazing in their wrath. Besides them, there was only Hanuman who was acquainted with the form and features of Sita. As for Vibhishana, that illusion could not deceive him. So, Indrajit desired to practice it upon Maruti and came out through the western gate where the monkey hero had taken his stand. And Rama and Lakshmana were not able to perceive him there. He placed beside him on his car a form like Sita's and began to kill her in the midst of the Rakshasa forces. He wanted to cloud the senses and the intellect of the monkey hordes and drew near them with his false Sita. And they fell upon him from all sides with rocks and trees. Anjaneya led them with a huge mountain peak, and there he beheld in front of him, in the car of Indrajit, the lady Sita herself. She was worn and heavy-eyed with grief, her hair braided carelessly in one plait. Her garment was covered with dust and dirt. Her form was emaciated with fasting and her limbs were dim and dark. She was a miserable sight to see as she sat there, and Maruti was startled thereat. He gazed upon her intently for a while and decided that she was the lady Sita, for had he not met her and spoke to her only a little while before? Her fear and agony as she lay helpless in the hands of the Rakshasa brought burning tears into the eyes of the monkey hero, and his heart grew weak. He said to himself, "What is the purpose of this wicked Rakshasa in bringing here on his car the lady Sita?" Then he rushed at the car of the prince, followed by many a mighty monkey. His foe was beside himself with rage thereat. Blood poured into his eyes and they blazed like baleful fires as he drew his sword and, catching Sita by her hair, struck her again and again before the eyes of the monkeys. And she cried and wailed again and again, "Rama, Rama!" Hanuman beheld this unspeakable outrage offered to her who was dearer to Rama than his own life, to her who was the embodiment of womanly excellence and purity. The wretch drew her here and there by the hair of her head. What could he do? Hanuman's heart was broken, wrath overcame him, and with streaming eyes he cried, "Rakshasa, are you seeking the shortest road to the darkest hell? How dare you lay your hands on the hair of the beloved of Rama? You boast of your descent from the Brahma Rishis, yet your low Rakshasa nature has not left you. Fie upon your meanness and foul habits, monster of cruelty, base wretch, miserable sinner, the lowest and the most abandoned wretch in all the worlds would not soil his fingers with such a deed. Mercy and tenderness are utterly unknown to you. This lady here is a prey to sorrow and misfortune. House, home, kingdom, friends and husband, all these she has lost. What crime has she done to deserve such a treatment at your hands, such a cruel death? Verily I say unto you, your death treads close upon the heels of hers. The single act of yours is enough for me to annihilate you. The hell destined for those who lay violent hands on women is yours forever." And followed by the monkey generals, Hanuman rushed at Indrajit, but the Rakshasa hero of terrible prowess barred the way. In his turn, Indrajit spread terror and confusion in the monkey hosts by his dreadful shower of arrows and said to Anjaneya, I know full well for whom you are here, Sugriva, Yosef, and Rama. It is for Janaki, but this Janaki shall fall by my sword before your very eyes. Then will come the turn of Rama, Lakshmana, and yourself, and Sugriva, and Vibhishna. You condemn the slaughter of women, but everything was fair in war. Nothing should be neglected that could bring loss and destruction upon one's foes. And with his keen sword, he cut the illusory Sita from right to left. The bloody cut looked like a sacred thread thrown over her. Soon she fell on the earth and covered with blood and crying, "Alas, alas!" Then Indrajit turned to Hanuman and said, "Now look here, my wrath has preyed on the wife of Rama. Sita is dead. All that you have done and all that you do hereafter is utter waste." He roared and shouted for the very joy. The monkeys were struck with confusion and stood there helpless, unable to approach the Rakshasa prince in the midst of his Rakshasa warriors. Thus did that wicked Rakshasa slay the figure of Lady Sita, and his joy thereat was boundless. On the other hand, the monkeys lost their heart and fled from the battlefield. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapti E Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.